Thank you all for being here. I love you tons and bunches. Appreciate you and your faith. But who to start? How many of us like surveys? I don't care if you like them or not. We're going to have one this morning. How do you like that? I had a survey. I had a survey online. I ordered some stuff and bought some stuff, and survey came. You know, I said, will you take a survey for us? Let us know how we did. And I'm like, okay, here's the 30 question, you know. Two questions. What'd you like about us? What would you change? Thank you. Beep. How do you like that survey? Survey this morning is, how many of us played athletics throughout our life? Okay? How many of us have participated in some kind of skit or drama or been in a play or something like that? And I'm just trying to cover all the bases. How many of us were in band? You know? See, I can raise my hand to all of those, you know, for one reason or another. I just ask that because there's always a first chair in band. Somebody's got to be better than the next person. Okay? There's always a leading role. Somebody has to get into play. And who to start when it comes game time? And it's never, sometimes it's cut and dry. But if your child's not starting, you might question the coach's choice, right? I have done that in my life. In the kingdom of heaven, folks, everybody starts. There is no bench. And if you feel like you're on the bench, guess what? Satan's got you thinking that you're not starting for Jesus. Because the only bench there is Satan. He wants you sitting down. He wants you to feel like you're not starting. And we're going to look at some passages this morning about being who to start. We're all going to start. See, I did my title of the original lesson for months and months. I had a lesson called Benched. You know, and I want to let nobody's benched. God doesn't bench anybody. God starts everybody. God needs everybody. No matter what your capability and your background and your economical situation or your gender, anything, God's going to start you. God needs your help. The kingdom of heaven has a place for you. Nothing else in the world does that. Hey, how about work? Brother Peters, you want to be the boss? Some days yes, some days no. See, same here. But there can only be one boss. Well, there should be. How many of us have worked for a place that's got a whole bunch of bosses? Nothing gets done. Yeah? Welcome to the U.S. government. We should learn from that example, okay? There is one boss. It's God our Father. The Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. But when each one of us tries to be the boss and tell everybody else what who's starting and who's not starting, what happens? Turmoil. Emotions, relationships, all the things go awry. And we wonder why. Because we don't recognize everybody's starting. Everybody's on the same team when it comes to Team Jesus, if you want to say that. Our lesson this morning, though, for we are God's fellow workers. We are God's fellow workers. Now that sounds, now see, I'm a fellow brother Tom, you know, Sister Monique, Brother Joe, we're all on the same team. We are God's fellow workers. God's fellow workers. Let each one take heed how he builds on it. No other foundation. What happens when I don't feel like I'm working for Jesus? Where's my foundation? Where's my foundation, right? Fundamentals. We talk about that. What happens if, we're going to use Brother Joe because he is the coach, okay? He's got a person that can shoot the lights out of the basketball, can't dribble a bit. Can't dribble a bit. He's going to utilize that shooter some. And that shooter's not going to be bringing the ball up the court. But he's going to try to get that ball in that shooter's hands. Folks, each and one, every one of us have a talent God has given us. We got to be listening to the coach and see what Jesus has for us to do for each and every day of our lives. We may be a shooter or a dribbler or a passer or all of the above, but we're all on that team, God's fellow servants, fellow workers. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, it is written, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may the Lord, our Lord, Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Not only what you do, but also what you say. Stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught. You are not benched. You are a starter. So how do I go to Jesus and say, okay, I got to have belief in the truth. I got to remember my salvation. Giving thanks always to God. Brethren, I'm not alone. I am working together with those that are on the same team, standing fast and holding the traditions which you were taught. What happens if we forget about the fundamentals, folks, again? What happens if that star person bringing up the ball, we're using basketball today, bringing up the court, forgets how to dribble right in the middle? Fundamental, one of the basic fundamentals playing basketball. Forgets how to dribble. Just stops. LeBron James forgets how to dribble. Okay? Stop thinking about the hot dog team, okay? LeBron James forgets how to dribble. Are you kidding me? What about when a Christian forgets how to forgive and how to love and how to pray? You kidding me? It shouldn't happen, folks, with us. Shouldn't happen with us. We are fellow workers with the Most High God. We need to stand fast and hold to those traditions, the traditions which is the Word of God. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and good word. 2 Corinthians, it is written, chapter 6, "Then we as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God. In much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true, as unknown yet as well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful
yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. I believe we used this passage in a lesson last week also. Workers together with him. In all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Now, if I was going to say I want you to join the best team there is in the history of the world, you should say, I'm already on it. I'm sorry. But if I was to tell you, you're going to have to work on patience and tribulations and distresses and sleeplessness. You're going to have to fast a little bit. Maybe I don't want to be on that team. You have to be pure and you have to work on your knowledge and you're going to have to suffer some things and be long-suffering. And you have to be kind to everybody. And you're going to have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And you have to be sincere in your love, not fake love. You have to be guided by the word of truth. You're going to be touching the power of God. You're going to have the armor that God has given of righteousness. But yet you're going to be poor. Yet you might have nothing sometimes. Do you want to be on that team? And you look up at the beginning of the verse and it says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to remember you're starting for Jesus. And if you haven't begun and made that commitment to him to be on his team, he's always right there. How many slots, Brother Joe, do you have on your team? Could you have 25 people? Does the school allow you to have 25? So Joe, if 25 people come out, he said, I'm going to put them to work. Now, some teams only have slots. If you probably go to a bigger school, maybe Carmel or one of those bigger 6A schools, so to speak, they got a cutoff. Only so many kids are going to get to play. Not so at the Kingdom of Heaven, the team, Jesus. Everybody starts. There's always room for another. That's another neat thing about God and his kingdom. It's not like what we experience here on earth. There's always room for more. But as we look at the things that the team of God goes through, ministers of God, workers together with him in this passage of Scripture, there's going to be times when it's not easy. I'll give you an example. I can't remember who I was talking to about this. How many, I'm just going to have another survey. How do you like that? Today's a survey. Nah, every Sunday's survey with me. How many of us like playing dodgeball when they could play dodgeball in school? Most of us. I love playing dodgeball. But you know what? There were some buddies of mine and some friends that I went to school with. They did not like playing basketball. They held that ball in front of them, shaking. They didn't want somebody to throw a smoking ball at them. They were... And the guys that had a good arm, or the gals that had a good arm, woo, stay out of their way. Hope they're on your side, right? On your team. Well, what about dodgeball in the Kingdom of Heaven, folks? We're all on Jesus' team. He's always throwing smoke. It should be Satan over there going like this, not us. We should never be afraid of what comes our way. We're starting for the Most High God, the guy that created us. What a great coach. What a great team to be on. We talked about in Bible's class this morning about how to help encourage each other and encourage our young people to be excited about the Kingdom of Heaven, be excited about our salvation, to be excited about living forever. And those things should far outweigh what somebody else smells like, what somebody else looks like, what somebody else drives,
What's somebody else saying to me? And if those things take precedence in your life, maybe Satan wants you to feel like you're benched.
It's a good thing to say, get behind me, Satan. Not today. Not today. Philippians chapter 4, it is written, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Eudia, and I employ, I practice these this morning, and I get up here and it's gone. Centric, to be of the same mind in the Lord, and I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Fellow workers, Paul writes to the Philippians, my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. I've got at home three football jerseys. I got two Detroit Lions football jerseys, and I got my high school football jersey. 30-some years later. I graduated in 1980, so what is it? 38 years later? Man, am I old. And that jersey's still there. Don't fit, I don't think. I've got I got a Matthew Stafford jersey, and I got a Dominican Sue jersey that I used to wear. Now he don't even play for them anymore. But we wear things like that because we root for those teams, or we like those players, or characteristics about those players. Or how many of us, little Easton, when he got his first jersey and his baseball hat, Lebanon Tiger stuff. Excited about it. Happy to be part of the team. Proud of that jersey. Folks, us as part of that starting team for Jesus, our names are in the book of life. That is special. That is precious. That is uplifting. That is encouraging. And we look around and we're all fellow workers with that. We look around this room and we see all brothers and sisters in Christ. They've said, here am I, Lord, send me. Now here's my question. Have you thought about this? Those of us that are on the starting team, and we invite anybody that's not to be this morning. Please. The roster's open. But I wonder what Brother Ed's going to look like when I see him in heaven. You know what? He don't care. He's going to be happy to be there. I wonder if Brother Brad has thought about what I'm going to look like in heaven. Probably not. He's going to be happy to be there. Because it is irrelevant what we look like. It's important that we're on the team. That we do have our names in the book of life. We are going to live forever with Him in glory. I wish I could play football my whole life. I wish my football playing years in high school, I just played in high school, would never stop. I wish I could play, I wish I could still be playing in the fall. Friday Night Lights, 38 years later, that's how much I still enjoy football. Whatever sport or activity that or team that you've been on in your life that you wish you still could do, folks, that's the neat thing about Team Jesus. It never stops. It never stops. You don't have to worry about getting too old to be on Team Jesus. Okay? You don't have to worry about you can't run faster than the next guy to start on Team Jesus. You don't have to know all the plays in the playbook to be on Team Jesus. You just need to know who the coach is. That's Jesus. And you need to tell people about him and how precious and how much good he's done in your life. Now, I've had some great coaches and some great people that I've worked for in my life. Leaders. And I appreciate those exposures in my life. None of them have helped me as much as Jesus. None of them can help me as much as Jesus. None of them promised me as much as what Jesus has promised me. Is Jesus preeminent in your life, in your daily life, folks? You starting, or you feel benched? Second Timothy chapter 2, it is written, You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Be strong, commit, endure, compete according to the rules, endure all things. What happens if, I just read in the news this week, I can't even remember which player it is. I think one of the Colts running backs got benched for flunking his drug test. Substance abuse, okay? Whatever you want, you know. He broke the rules. He got caught. Now he's not on the team. Because he entangled himself with the affairs outside of the team rules. Same thing that Jesus' his holy word is talking about here. If you entangle yourself with things outside the rules of the kingdom of heaven, sin, you wonder why you don't feel like you're doing the right thing? Remember, Jesus has enlisted you as part of his team, as a soldier, as part of his army. Folks, we've got to keep the faith, be strong, commit, and endure in order to continue in the rules. It is written, I have endured all things for the sake of the elect. So I ask, that's kind of a sacrifice, a team thing, wouldn't you think? You know? Once again, we're not talking about starters and bench people. We're all starters here. So you're part of the team. You're playing. Okay, what are you going to endure? What sufferings are you going to endure for the elect, for the team? You're going to suffer a little time, personal time. What do we have that we would suffer about for each other? Really, there's almost two things that we suffer, folks. We decide we're going to spend more time with each other or serving each other. We give of our means to help others. And we all, each and every one of us, have the freedom to make those two choices. And one of the things we probably all most have of is time. How much time have you dedicated to be part of Team Jesus in your life? Is that 5 minutes a day? How many minutes a day we get? I don't know. Who knows that? 60 times 24, right? What is that? Quick, who's quick with math? Lucas, you can do that for us. How many minutes in a day? How many? I'm recording, otherwise I'd pull my phone. 1,440 minutes a day. How many minutes a day do you plan on using in Team Jesus? Obviously, you're going to sleep. God's made us for that. Obviously, you're going to eat. Some of us take less time than others to eat. You don't want to waste no time. Life's too quick. Gobble, 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 gobble. But how much time have you set aside? You're a starter. You're in the game for Team Jesus. How many minutes have you set aside to talk to the coach, to get some coaching, to open God's Word, to pray to Him, to serve Him in His kingdom, to tell somebody else about Jesus? And continuing in Timothy, it is a faithful saying, if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows whose are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. A worker does not need to be ashamed, right, and divide the word of truth. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps would grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. This morning, brothers and sisters and friends, you're a starter on Team Jesus. If you feel benched, Satan's got a hold of you. Tell him to get behind you. We plead with you this morning to join his team if you haven't. Be baptized into Christ, have your sins washed away, or make it right with your heart and God to be a starter again with Team Jesus as we stand and sing Selected Him this morning.